Hi, it's Adam Davidson, and this is Radcast at www.radamdavidson.com. It's the 16th of November, 2010. I'm in the Jeep with Malachi, and I just told him another story very similar to the last one I told him, and I'm just making sure I have it, so here we go. A man and his dog were sitting at home minding their own business when the dog barked just a few times. The man knew what the bark meant. The bark that his dog uttered was none other than the bark of hunger, and the man said, well, I guess this dog is hungry, and so He went down to the pet store, and he said, my dog is very hungry, and I wonder if you have any bacon. And the man said, well, no, we don't have any bacon, but this is Family Dollar. We do have bacon strips, which is sort of the dog treat version of bacon. It's called bacon strips. And the man said, well, my dog's not super picky. He's just hungry. Let me quickly perform this transaction and bring these bacon strips home to my dog so he can eat. So the man buys the bacon strips, 3 for $1, not bad at all, contains mostly ash, but still quite delicious, evidently, to dogs. He gets home with the bacon strips, and the dog tears through all 3 packages. Says, this bacon strips are delicious. And the man says, well, is there any left? Because I'm just curious. I mean, if the primary ingredient is bacon, then maybe I can just try a little piece, because now that I'm watching you eat all these bacon strips, I'm thinking, well, I'd like some bacon. So the man took a bite of the bacon strips and spit it out. This is disgusting. I can't believe I'm eating this. And the man says, well, that's gross. And the dog said, well, I'll take it. And even ate the piece that the man spit out that he had pre-chewed for the dog thinking that he was really king of the roost at that point. So anyway, the man says, well, now I'm hungry for more food, but I want it to be actual bacon, not bacon strips. So he goes down to the Family Dollar, and he says, well, I'd like to get some more bacon strips for myself and some more bacon strips for my dog and more bacon for me. And the man says at the counter, he says, well, we're out of bacon strips, but we actually do have a shipment of bacon that just came in this week, if I can entice you. And the man said, well, my dog's not going to be happy, but I sure would like some bacon. So the man gets home, sets the bag on the table that contains no bacon strips but contains lots of bacon. He proceeds to turn around and preheat the stove. When he turns back around again, the dog is sniffing through the bag as if it's his own business, which it's not, and proceeds to eat the bacon raw. And the man is dumbfounded, and he says, I thought you wanted bacon strips, not actual bacon. But the dog sniffed itself and fell asleep. And the moral of the story is this. Dogs have much lower standards than people.